Norcross Lieutenant Bill Grogan says since rolling out PredPol 2 months ago, the program has been a success.
I think we're sold on it. I mean, we're pretty impressed with the information that we're getting.
What Grogan is getting is basically a Google map of Norcross dotted with red boxes. The boxes highlight where crimes are predicted to happen. PredPol creates those boxes through an algorithm that analyzes crime data. For example, a Norcross police officer was patrolling a PredPol red box and picked up a man with outstanding warrants from another state.
But in her words, she spent more time. She was more vigilant than she normally would have been.
Andrew Ferguson is an associate law professor at the University of the District of Columbia. He says those kinds of arrests could violate constitutional rights against unlawful search and seizure.
Without the 911 call, they say he was in this area and he looked suspicious. And the weight you give to the algorithm is critically important.
Grogan says the area the man was picked up in is known as a high crime area, and he added that PredPol doesn't replace police work.
If you're driving down the street and you see someone, you don't just go stop that person. I mean, you can't do that. You have to have more.
But Ferguson says the program raises questions.
Where did this data come from? Is it accurate? Is it transparent? How do we make sure that it's being used in a way that is, you know, without racial or socioeconomic concerns?
Ferguson says the program is too new to answer those questions.
If those issues are satisfied, it's probably a net positive.
The Atlanta Police Department is scheduled to roll out PredPol department-wide in late October. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.